Talking now with the Senate Minority Leader in the state of Massachusetts, Senator Bruce Tarr. And Senator Tarr, just an incredible time. I'm stuttering here because what I've seen in the last 24 hours has been mind-boggling, and I'm an old guy. Senator, your reaction on what happened yesterday in Washington, please?
Well, it's hard to find enough words to condemn what happened yesterday in our nation's capital, Rick. It is abhorrent. It is despicable. It should never have happened. And we need to do everything in our power to make sure that it never happens again. It is a deep scar on our country and something that I cannot condemn strongly enough.
Senator, we've talked many times on how Massachusetts seems to set a model, in my opinion, for how politics is supposed to work in terms of, I don't want to say red and blue, but in terms of conservative and liberal and in the middle. Your message that you put out on your website involving yesterday's happenings, I find incredibly it's effective in condemning what happened. But you also have a very positive outlook on things, Senator, and how things can begin to heal.
Well, thank you, Rick. And, you know, yesterday I was inaugurated along with all of my colleagues in the Senate and in the House. And as part of that process, I give remarks as well as the Senate President. It is a ritual that I seek the Senate presidency. It is a party-line vote. I do not win. But in my remarks, I emphasize the fact that in Massachusetts, we have an example of collaboration and collegiality and civility that endures even when we do not agree. And, of course, we do not agree on every issue. And as the Senate President and I, on the floor of the Massachusetts State Senate, were essentially having a colloquy on the subject of civility and how we've been able to work together to get through the pandemic, in our nation's capital, there were those lawless individuals who took into their hands the act of violence. And my hope is that what will prevail is the model that we have in Massachusetts. And I think we are leaders in this country. And we have a tremendous obligation to continue our example. And the reason that I have optimism and that I offer optimism is that the great strength in our country is one that builds on the respect for the rule of law and civility for each other and understanding that there is more that unites us as Americans than divides us. And if we focus on our common purpose and our common humanity and our common citizenship, then we can get to a better place. And I believe that because we've been doing it in Massachusetts.
Senator, final question. I know how busy you've been at the State House this past week. It's been an incredible time for the Massachusetts legislature. There's so much to talk about, which we'll do at a later time. But I wonder if I might get your personal reaction in watching or at least maybe seeing the video of what happened yesterday. Because as a citizen of this country, I, and a veteran, and my dad, an Iwo Jima survivor, I was sick to my stomach, Senator.
I was as well, Rick. I was actually in the chamber, for inaugural proceedings while much of that was happening. I was alerted to it by text. As soon as I was able to depart from the chamber and our proceedings had concluded, I went to my office and did what many, many Americans did. I turned on the television. And I immediately began to write a statement about what was happening, which we released yesterday afternoon, in addition to the one that you referenced, which we released today. I was horrified. Rick, I've had the honor of visiting the Capitol on many, many occasions, and walked those halls. And I find that to be a sacred place that rises above any particular party belief, any particular perspective, quite the opposite. It is meant to tolerate them all and be inclusive of them all. And to see that sacred place be desecrated in the way that it was offensive in terms that I cannot even describe.
Could I have one final comment, Senator, on your understanding of the Constitution? Because what you just said just resonates with me right down to the very bones, to my very core. And the fact that the country, as an educator, we've always been subject to a rule of law that dates back to that one piece of parchment down there at the nation's capital, the Constitution.
Rick, I've often said, and over the last day or so, many people have reminded me of what I've said on this subject over most of my adult life, is that the most important piece of infrastructure in the Capitol is, in fact, a document. And that document is backed up by fundamental truth and a belief in the inherent goodness of humanity and the importance of us governing ourselves by consent. And that document is, as important as the Capitol itself is, that document is important and most important. And we need to remember our fidelity to it. And we need to remember that it is not a document that imposes something on us. It is a document that allows us to have an infrastructure to create and respect each other's rights and allow us to pursue our highest potential as human beings. And that is sacred as well. And we need to remember that.
Republican State Senator and Massachusetts Minority Leader Senator Bruce Tarr.